Hi, it's me again, and I am so excited to talk again on this postcard. But quick note before I start, in the first letter, I was reading the whole time, the entire time. And for this episode, the second letter, I want to speak more, you know. So I didn't write anything except some key words so I can remember what I want to say in this postcard, but I didn't wrote any line in English. So, yeah, in advance, if I make more mistakes, I'm sorry. But in today's letter, I want to talk about the behind the scene of one of my video. I don't want to say it's my favorite video, because I think when I'm done with the video, this automatically become my favorite video. Like my last video, for example, at the time I'm recording this, we are the 8th, Wednesday 8th June. That's how we say the day in France. I don't know if in English you say the same, like the day, the number and the month. But yesterday I upload a new one, and this new video is now my favorite because it's the last one. But for this video, I went, so the title is I Went on an Adventure by Myself. It's one of my biggest, it's my biggest project. Because let me explain you why this video has so much meaning for me. So, a few years ago, around three, four years ago, I met someone, a girl. And I met her at a very special moment in my life. I was done with school and I was like, okay, I'm going to move in America. So before I traveled the country, I decided to give 24 hours to all my special friends. So I decided to give to this person, to this girl, who at the time was my friend, 24 hours of my day before I leave to America. And she bring me to Cancale, so that's the place I went in this video, and we had fun. So after that, I went in America, and sadly, her and me decided to, well, she decided to stop talking with me for some reasons. And I was really sad about this. And then I came back from America and I realized some things. And I was like, okay, I need to do something for her. So I made a movie about this place and the memories recreated together. And so I made a movie, like an hour long video, you know, for her. And then I decided to take the rush and made this video. So yeah, basically I record all of this for someone, but I use the rush to do this video, you know. And so this is why this video is very special. Even this channel, Florian's World, is very special for me because I don't know, this is my safe space. I mean, I can't change the world, and I will never try to, because it's too much pressure first, and I don't want to save the world, because my ideas cannot be the best ideas for everyone. Like, everyone is so different. And this is why I think the most important things to do is to create your own world. Not be isolated from everyone, but just create your own world. And this is what I am trying to do with this postcard and my YouTube channel. So yeah, this is the first tips, no, not tips, but first thing, sorry, I want to say for this video. another thing is to say about this video, and my God, my plan at the beginning was to recording this video in summer, because I hope you saw this video, my video, but I did something, okay? I don't want to spoil you, so I did something, and it's better in the summer. But I record this video in winter, in December 2021, and it was freezing, like really freezing. And I don't know how you say that in English, but I don't handle very well the cold. Like, I'm very sensitive to the cold. Like, I'm cold, I'm freezing very quickly. So it was cold, it was raining, and the funny thing, which is not really funny, but I was like, okay, I need to do the thing. Okay, I'm gonna spoil you, so go post this postcard, go watch the video if you didn't, and come back later. But I am going to spoil the end of the video. So at the end, I was like, okay, I'm gonna go into the water. But yeah, like I said, it was freezing, and I was alone also, and it was raining. My anxiety started to kick back, like to come back. I mean, I was like, damn, and if I die, if I go in the water, and like, you know, when you're, how can I say that? In French, it's easy, but in English, it's fucking hard. Like, you can do hypothermia, maybe? In French, it's hypothermie, so maybe in English, it's hypothermia. But the thing is, when you are outside water and you jump into water without prepare yourself, you can die. Like, I don't know if it's fake info or it's true, but something called hypothermia, but whatever. I was like, maybe I am going to die like this, or maybe I'm gonna swim in the ocean, and maybe I don't remember how to swim because we are in winter. Maybe I know how to swim in summer, but maybe not in winter. So I was like, fuck, maybe I'm going to drown myself. The strength of the water will bring me like far from the beach. I don't know if that makes sense right now, but, and I was like, damn, this is maybe it. Maybe I'm gonna die today. So what I did is I record myself. That's fucking sad, but I record myself saying goodbye to everyone, because maybe I was going to die, and I didn't want them to, I don't want them to forget me like this. I just want to say goodbye and maybe die, you know, say my last goodbye. So I said in this video, all right, I love you all, blah, 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 blah. But yeah, I prepare myself basically to die this day. But everything went fine, okay? And another thing to say about this particular moment, in this video, you can see me running into the ocean. And then I cut. And then, so the ending screen appears. And then the screen came back, and then you see the ocean, like the wave, and then you saw me running, blah, blah, blah. If I put the black screen at this right moment, it's because the wave hit me so hard. I was like, shit, that was a mess. That was so bad, I swear. So that's why I cut some stuff to be cool. But in real life, that wasn't cool at all, really. And another thing about this particular moment also is that the first try was me running from the camera to the ocean. And then I was like, that's freaking cold. So I came back. And then I was like, no, I'm not a pussy. I'm gonna do it. So I did it. So yeah, I don't know if I make sense. I don't know if my storytelling is good right now, but I'm having fun right now. Okay, next thing I want to say. It's a little thing, but yeah, to this day, I didn't fix the problem. So I slept in my car for this trip because I didn't want to book an hotel because I wanted to keep my money and also to do something exciting, like, oh my God, I'm sleeping in my car. So I slept in my car, and so I'm pretty tall. I don't know how, like in French, like my height is 1m86, so 1.86 meter, like no, 1.86 meter. I don't know what is the height in American, like 6'5", I don't know, but I'm pretty tall. And so all night my legs were on my driver's seat was like, how can I say that, was bent, like let me check on my translator. Okay, my seat was folded, was bent. That's the word I was looking for. So my seat was bent, and my legs were on the seat, and so all night my legs were pushing on this bent chair, like seat, and I break it to this day. So yeah, I have to use a tool to move my seat because the wrist of my seat is broken. So do whatever you want with this info, but yeah, I broke my seat basically. Okay, let's jump on the next thing I want to say. So way before I broke my seat and way before I jump into the water, as soon as I arrived in Cancale, so this is the place I went to. So as soon as I arrived, I take a walk because this place is gorgeous, okay? I love this place because of the memories, but also because of the landscape. The landscape is so gorgeous, I swear. If one day you come in Brittany, so this is the west, like the very west of France, go to Cancale. It's really cool. So yeah, I take a walk, and then a crazy ass rain arrived. Like that's not English what I just said, but rain started to fall on me, but huge rain, like not a little rain, huge one. So I had to stay in my car for a few hours, maybe 2 or 3 hours. And in my video I said that I went through all types of emotions. Well, it was true first, because everything I said in this video and in every videos are true. But while I was stuck in my car, I was alone with me, and I didn't have my phone. Well, I had my phone, but I deleted all my social media, like Instagram, Twitter, Snapchat, because I wanted to be away from social networks for 2 days at least. So I was really alone, and all my friends were in school or working, so they were not able to talk with me a lot. So I was really alone, and I don't know if I had not a panic attack, but like an anxiety attack, or just a sadness attack, or a sadness crisis. I was like, I think this loneliness made me realize how addicted I was to social networks, goals, money, friends, everything. Like, I needed all to be me. I needed all of these things to be me. And when I was stuck in this car, I was like, I don't have all of this. Like, I'm by myself and I don't like what I see. And that's funny because the sentence I just said is one of the comments I received on a video, on my video. Like, someone told me, told on, under this video that he found himself, but he don't like what he sees. But yeah, I understand him, because at this point, I think I was like, damn, I have so much work to do to be good with myself, to love myself. And that's fucking cliche. And oh my God, I really sound like a self-development dude, but I don't want that, because I will do maybe a video or a postcard on this. But self-development is interesting, but I don't know, there is a lot of problem with that, so I will talk about this maybe later. So yeah, I was really, really sad at this moment in my car. I was by myself, like, I wasn't good at all, and I wanted to share that with you. I will not give you all the details, but yeah, next thing I want to tell you is that after this down, after my sadness crisis, I'm gonna say this like that, but basically I gave up. I was like, okay, this movie I want to make is trash. I don't want to do it anymore. So I went into the center of this town, like where all the restaurant and all the people were. But remember, we were in December, so like the town next to oceans, so like Cancal, are empty the winter, because no one wants to go there in the winter. So all the restaurants were closed and I was basically by myself, and that was great. So I went there just to walk and visit, and yeah, just to keep my mind working on something else than how sad I was. So I was walking, and then before I leave my car to walk in the town, I took my camera and I was like, okay, we don't know, maybe I will be inspired to record something. And I did record something, and basically I started to record all this movie and this video at the end of the first day, like around maybe 7 or 8 p.m. I was there. I arrived in Cancal like the morning around 10, but I started to record at maybe, like I said, 6, 7, 8 p.m. And yeah, I record everything, and I found the little flame I had before to create this movie and then create this video. So the last thing I want to say is I'm pretty proud of myself, because it's been 21 minutes. Maybe I will like edit some part, like where I stutter or something like this, but basically I can talk in English. Maybe I make mistakes, but I'm proud of myself. So the last thing I want to say is, today when I watch again this video, I don't want to be cocky or whatever, but I'm really happy about this adventure. I'm really happy about this adventure, and I found it cool. And I really want to do that again somewhere else, because under this video there is a comments of someone who told me that I was lucky to be able to do something like this. And he's right. I am so lucky, because right now, I can't do that again. And I realized the chance, the luck I had to do that. And I was so lucky. So I want to do that again, and I will do that again. Maybe I will travel, like, maybe just for a week, but take a plane and go to Spain, go to Italy, go to, I don't know. But I want to travel and go on an adventure alone again. Thank you. This was my second letter. I hope to see you soon. So thank you very much. See you soon. And bye, Florian.